North Central Iowa's classic hit station, 97.7 The Bolt. That's Genesis. It's Craig Russell in the Afternoon Hustle. Time for the Thursday edition of the Business of the Week, and we've got Amanda in from Filthy Phillies in downtown Humboldt. Hello, Amanda.
Hi.
You guys have been busy because of the fair and everything.
It has been busy.
And on top of it, let's talk a little bit about the big white elephant in the room. That would be the road construction going on downtown.
Yes.
It is right in front of your business, correct, right
it
now?
Is in front right of Philly.
In front of Filthy Phillies. You're still open.
We are still open.
But people are going to, you won't be able to park right in front. You'd have to park across the street and walk through everything. And
Behind.
Or behind.
There's a parking lot by the library you can park.
Oh, okay.
You can park in there and walk around.
So that's not so bad.
Yeah.
But you are going to offer something new to be able to help with the road construction while things are going on, correct?
Yes. So tomorrow, starting tomorrow, we're going to do deliveries.
Okay.
In Humboldt and Dakota City with a minimum order of $25 to try to make it a little easier to get food, to have access. There's a small delivery charge as well. So we're excited to start delivering. We've talked about it for a while, but now with the road construction, it kind of pushed it along.
Kind of sped everything up a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to offer it after the road construction is done, when everything is paved and everything good?
I assume so.
Okay.
I think we're going to continue on afterwards as well.
That's awesome. That's another option to make it easier to get the delicious cheesesteaks and the delicious beer battered fries and the delicious beer battered mozzarella sticks. You saw the mozzarella sticks?
Yes.
I've watched that video of you like 10 times. If you've not gone to the Filthy Phillies Facebook page and seen the video, she pulls the string of the cheese. It's like, wow,
it's crazy.
That's some quality cheese stick action going on there. But so we talked a little bit. I talked to Ariel yesterday. We talked a little bit about some of the different hours this weekend because of the fair. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So tonight we're open 5 to 7. Tomorrow we'll do the 11 to 2 and 5 to 8, and then Saturday we'll be open from 11 to 5. There will be no break, but we will be closing at 5 o'clock.
Because you want to go to the concert.
That's right.
Yeah, that is the beauty of owning your own business, is taking advantage of some of the events going on. Yeah, you might close a little bit, but you know what? You deserve it.
We need a break.
Yeah, you do.
We need to.
You do. And, of course, with the fair and everything in town, if you're coming in for the fair or you're here for the fair, think about this for a second. You're sitting around the campfire at the fairgrounds in your camper, and you say, you know what? Filthy Philly sounds really good. You don't have to get, you can get delivery starting tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Deliver to the campsite. Think about that.
Yeah.
That is going to make everybody jealous. It really will. For those who don't know what Filthy Phillies is all about, tell us about some of the cheesesteaks and some of the items you have.
So we have the original, the OG, which is cheese whiz with or without onion. Then we have a Motown, which is the kind you can build yourself. We have several veggies and toppings that you can choose and different cheeses. We have a cheesesteak hoagie, which is kind of like a sub, but
sure,
it's a little bit different.
But in Philadelphia, they call it a hoagie.
We call it a hoagie.
That's right.
We also have a pizza steak, which a lot of people,
That's my favorite.
We also have chicken options. You can have any of those with chicken as well.
Now, this is something I forgot to ask about this whole week. We've been talking about these cheesesteaks. On that pizza, can I get pepperoni on that?
Absolutely.
Pepperoni?
We do.
What about bacon?
We don't have bacon yet. We have talked about getting bacon.
You should. That's one you should talk.
We have been cooking up some ideas in the kitchen for some new sandwiches. So.
Oh, okay. Wow, already. You're already ready to build some new stuff.
Yeah, we're trying to come up with different, maybe for a limited time, to see how it works out.
That's always the best, because when you do a limited time, if you sell them out real quick, then you know, hey, maybe we got something here.
Yeah.
But I do have to say, it was funny how you said that when we talked about hoagies. You're like, in Philadelphia, we call it a hoagie. You can take you out of Philadelphia, but you can't take the Philadelphia out of you.
That's right.
Because that's where you get your bread from.
It's what makes
it traditional.
Yep.
And I've been having done a little bit of research about Philly cheesesteaks in general. That is the place, the place in Philadelphia that you get your bread from. That is the one that most other places all across the country, if they're doing cheesesteaks, they get it from there.
Yes.
That, and what's the name of the?
Amoroso.
That's the, if you don't have that, you're a poser.
That's right.
Pat would say, if you don't have that, you're a poser.
Yeah.
And if you don't get the wit without, or if you don't get the cheese whiz wit onions, you're a poser as well.
Wow.
Somebody tries to I understand. Facebook, website, how they get a hold of you? How can they do that?
Facebook is Filthy Phillies, Iowa, I believe.
Yep.
And then the webpage is Filthy Phillies Cheesesteaks.
Okay. Or if you just search Filthy Phillies, Iowa, you'll find it, exactly. And if they want to call in an order, how do they do that?
You just, goodness, I don't even have a phone number in front of me. You just
It's on the website.
It's on the website.
And it's on the Facebook page. Yep, exactly. Who knows their own number? Nobody knows their own number. And tomorrow we'll talk a little bit. We talked to Ariel and I talked about it yesterday a little bit about the loyalty program, but we'll talk about that tomorrow as well, the last day of your business of the week this week.
Okay.
Filthy Phillies in downtown Humboldt, the business of the week. Thank you, Amanda, for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk with Pat Kohler coming up next from the Humboldt County Fair. 97.7 The Bolt.
Father wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got to